Recycling advocates in McLean County are pushing back against claims that materials set out at the curb for recycling are going to the landfill or being burned. SGLT's Eric Stock reports advocates' biggest concern is that a lack of attention to what we are and are not setting aside for recycling drives up costs.
There's a lot of garbage and some recycling.
When students flood out of the dorms at Illinois State University to head home for the summer, Andrew Bennett becomes a dumpster diver. He lunges into a 4-foot-tall rollout dumpster, but he's not looking for hidden treasures. He's looking for material that could be recycled.
It's in my heart, in my blood, to keep stuff out of the landfills, and it's, you know, trying to do good.
It's also part of his job as ISU's recycling coordinator. Bennett spends much of move-out week pouring through dumpsters to make sure trashed items can't be salvaged. He cordons off an area to put recyclable materials, but he says it never fails.
It's amazing that students will toss a metal futon up into a garbage roll-off 6 feet, 4 feet high, rather than acknowledging there's a sign there that says we take this metal futon frame and they can just drop it on the ground.
Bennett came to ISU in 2010 just as the university was preparing to convert to single stream recycling. He says that led to a large spike in recycling on campus, not all of it good.
There's the recycling wannabes that think everything can be recycled. Things like plastic hangers or plastic bags. That's the big thing that curbside does not want.
In some cases, Bennett says the problem is just laziness.
We see to-go containers that end up in our recycling when the trash chute is even closer, and we have signs for that.
And no, you can't recycle pizza boxes. There are lots of those on college campuses. Bennett says that leads to more contamination if no one catches it. And the only way to catch it is to have personnel go through the materials bit by bit. And that drives up cost.
They really didn't educate enough. And it's hard for even me to educate. I'm one of the lone educators trying to educate students.
Bennett says his office has tried posting more visible signs at each recycling bin what can and can't be accepted, but that doesn't always help. Surely college campuses aren't the only place where recycling contamination exists. It's a problem just about everywhere. That's why companies that take recyclables are investing millions of dollars to better weed out the materials that may cause contamination. That's the sound of an optical sorter, the key piece of an estimated $3 million renovation at Midwest Fiber Recycling in Normal. Todd Shoemaker, who runs the plant, explains how it works.
So as material is coming in through, it's coming through at a rapid pace, and then it takes an infrared picture, and then a puff of air shoots the plastic or the aluminum or the tin care up and over a divider, and all the paper falls on one side of the divider, and all the containers shoot over to the other side of the divider.
So how did you do it before this?
Before, unfortunately, some of this would end up in our fiber. So some of those smashed water bottles, how they've gotten so thin and so lightweight, when they go through some of our sorting, they would end up in the paper. So we just have people there trying to find it, but they couldn't find enough of them.
Even with machines to separate items, sorting recyclables is labor-intensive, especially at a plant that churns out about 3,000 tons of material each month. Staff work a conveyor belt line where they have to hand-pick all of the milk jugs and laundry detergent bottles and the harder plastics, which are recycled separately from the lighter plastics, aluminum, and tin cans.
Every minute, they're finding 50 items in that area. So you can see they're sorting with their left hand, their right hand. We sometimes joke, usually if you're good at video games, you're pretty good at this job because it's pretty fast moving and your hands are always moving, that hand-eye coordination.
They also have to remove contaminants, really stinky contaminants. He says the most common offenders are pieces of clothing, plastic bags, and diapers. Yes, dirty diapers, which can tangle in equipment. Midwest Fiber takes recyclables from about a million commercial and residential customers throughout Illinois, including Bloomington Normal and parts of Iowa. As many as 9 staffers at a time do manual sorting. After the big sort, Shoemaker works the phones to find buyers. China stopped taking U.S. materials a few years ago because of contamination problems. He says that has turned the recycling market on its head. Some materials can't find a home, at least not a cost-effective one. Some recycled material goes to waste, but Shoemaker says not at Midwest Fiber.
There's stories that come out of Nebraska of recyclers having to landfill material. And fortunately, where we're at geographically and our selling strategy, that's not a really a concern of ours. We have enough domestic paper mills and we have enough good people here to make sure we have a good, clean quality product that we will have a market.
I'm Eric Stock.
Bloomington Normal and the Ecology Action Center each have specifics on how and what to recycle on their websites. Bloomington residents can also get more information on the Recycle Coach app.